Now this dream was fulfilled. Verses 34 and 35, at the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven. Now his understanding comes back to him, and here's his brief testimony. Will you listen to it? He gave a testimony at the first. Now this is to be added to it. I bless the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? You see, he's learned now God's running things, that God is in control of this universe. And he accepted this thing that had come to him as the will of God for him, and he yields his proud mind to the will of God. And that's what a great many actually believers need to do today. Now, will you listen to verses 36 and 37? At the same time, he says, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he's able to abase. And so now Nebuchadnezzar's reason returned to him. His position as king of Babylon's restored to him. His officials surround him. The kingdom was not jeopardized by his long period of absence. And an added majesty came to him because he's come now to a knowledge of the living and the true God. My friend, this is a tremendous chapter in the Word of God.